Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Addendum to the first editorial that we did, Jim and I were talking off mic, and he had some very interesting things to say about America. I'd like to talk about them in this particular addendum, Jimmy. Jimmy, what's your opinion? Why do you stay in America? I mean, I have told friends of mine when I have heard significant criticism posted towards our country, I have said, if you don't like the country club you belong to, quit and join another one. In other words, leave America, go someplace else. Give me what you think is positive about this country, Jim, would you?
Sure. Well, first of all, if this country fails, we are the ones that gave the light to individual freedom and choice
right.
and to free markets. That's
right.
what this nation did. Our Constitution drove that. So if it fails, you're going to lose it everywhere else because the people that will fill the gap will be the Communist Party, that will be the Central Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, the EU, or some other big entity that will fill that space. And you don't have the same basic principles and freedoms that this nation was founded on. As we lose them, we have to stand up in order to get them back.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think this nation is still absolutely worth fighting for is that light in the world is so essential. It's so essential. And we've made tons of mistakes. There's all kinds of them. And,
yeah.
we are not always working in the world's best interest. And sometimes we're not working in our own best interest, and we're at odds about that.
Yeah.
But the reality is, I still live in a really good neighborhood. My kids still go to a really good school. Most people in America actually live a fairly good life. And I've been all over this world, 60-plus countries. And not everybody lives this way. And even in those really beautiful, nice little quiet countries that people talk about that are so protected, they have their own problems too. There's corruption there. And there are... And you really don't have the same legal rights that you do in this country. We're losing them. We better protect them. We better get them back. And if we don't, we're going to be our children and our grandchildren will be in a very bad place.
Jimmy, let's be specific. What legal rights are we losing right now?
Okay, well, one thing that I hear all the time, we've talked about it before, is yes, protect free speech, but stop hate speech.
Yeah.
Well, who decides what hate speech is? That's one issue.
Yeah.
Your ability to protest if you're a conservative, your ability to speak publicly and openly if you're a conservative, we're losing that. And our government is not protecting us on that. And in fact, many senior members of the Democratic Party are actively pursuing sanctions against corporations and tech companies and social media companies that allow free speech against their agenda. That's very, very dangerous. And we know that our justice system has been manipulated. We just watched what happened with the Durham trials with the people that were involved with Sussman and Dinchenko, these people that were involved in actually facilitating a false narrative that created conditions to impeach a president,
yeah.
or at least attempt to impeach a president, and all on false narratives. We've got courts that are protecting people's right there.
That's an interesting point. Is that something that do you think the majority of Americans want?
I think they want to get those rights back. I think many of them don't understand.
Yeah.
My daughter showed me a lot of TikTok videos. She's,
yeah.
She's a senior in high school and on social media. And she was showing me on election day TikTok videos and how rapidly it spread with young females that were voting Democratic because of technology and TikTok. TikTok, we know, is a tool of the Communist Party how to influence and shape. There are algorithms that actually direct people on how to influence them on what to buy, what to think, and where to go. The more power we give to these corporations that appeal to that agenda, that appeal to that attempt to control and influence,
yeah.
the more likely we're going to lose it. So to me, there is a lot of problems, but there's a lot worth fighting for, and there is no place else to go once we lose it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, I'd like to get some comments on what Jimmy just said. We've only been talking about 5.5 minutes on that one. I'd like some of our listeners to talk about that. Jim brought out what he feels is exemplary and positive about America. Let's hear some of that from our listeners, if you believe it. Jimmy, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, you bet.